When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast. My name is Emma Mumford and I'm your host. I'm an award-winning life coach and mentor, 2 times best-selling author, law of attraction YouTuber, speaker, and badass entrepreneur. My mission is to awaken and inspire women to turn their dream life into an abundant reality and to help them create their positively wealthy life full of abundance, happiness, and joy. I do this through sharing the power of law of attraction and spirituality. I hope my podcast will inspire you to raise your game and start living your best life today. Without further ado, let's get started with this week's episode. Hey guys, and welcome back to another one of my Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast episodes. So today is a little bit of a different episode where I talk a little bit about the inner journey and the healing that I have been doing over the last few years, but primarily something that has come to the forefront this year for me. So I just want to say, first of all, this could be triggering to people. So obviously just trigger warning that we are going to be talking about PTSD. We're going to be talking about flashbacks. We're going to be talking about mental health and maybe some potentially sensitive content, which people might find a little bit disturbing or triggering. So just want to put the disclaimer there that that is what is going to be talked about in today's episode. But of course, as always, I'm going to share it with you in a space of, sharing to enlighten, sharing to educate, and sharing to obviously help people maybe recognize whether this is something they may be going through, or if you know that you have PTSD, then obviously hopefully giving you some helpful suggestions of how you can navigate this journey too. So I started, the inner work journey 3.5 years ago, 4 years ago. And it started very gently. It started, with just some kind of lighthearted inner work is what I want to say, which I think we all have to do in terms of self-love, self-worth, those kinds of things. And my inner work journey really, really stepped up 4 years ago when I got into my last relationship. And for me, it was a very difficult time because I had felt so happy before, and then to go into a relationship that was happy at the beginning, to then meeting my twin flame and going along that journey was a lot. And it was a difficult few years for me, really difficult few years. And I think a lot of people pedestal and idolize twin flames, and it's just not like that. And I work with a lot of twin flames. I have witnessed a lot of journeys myself and lived it myself with my own one. And it is difficult. There can be beautiful moments, there can be sad moments, there can be awful moments, just like with anything in life. But it is not a journey for the faint-hearted. And the whole purpose of this, and I talk about this with George Lizos on my YouTube channel, we did a whole video on soulmates versus twin flames. So if you want to go and learn about what the heck I'm talking about, go and watch that. It's a great, great watch where we discuss all things from both of our perspectives. And the whole purpose of that journey is to reach inner peace. It is a healing journey. The whole essence of why those connections come into our life, whether they stay or whether they don't, which is, completely down to your soul contracts, down to a whole array of things. No one can tell you either way. It's your journey. It is to reach that healing space where you are facing your shadow self, facing your demons, facing everything, and healing and releasing that. So whilst I am eternally grateful for that journey, because it has brought me to a space of so much peace and happiness, it also came with a lot of, shall we say, emotional baggage. And pretty much ever since lockdown hit, it was April 2020, I'd been having regular sessions with a whole array of different people. So I have more of a counselor therapist in my life who I do IEMT with, and is very much more traditional counseling and therapy. I have an energy healer who I work with, and I also have a spiritual healer who I work with as well. So I do lots of different things, and I've worked with these three people for years, on and off for years. But last April, when lockdown hit, I started having these sessions more frequently. As the inner work, as I moved away from that relationship for good, the inner work really started to come up. It also started to come up when I came off the contraceptive pill as well. And as you guys will know from hearing my health journey, my health has absolutely then come to the forefront over that period, as well as a lot of emotional healing. So really for the last year and a half now, isn't it? I've been doing a lot of focused, intense sessions where I've been working with one of the three for pretty much every week, you know, whoever it is. Every week I've had pretty much a session for a year and a half. And fast forward to this year, sort of like April time, I really felt like I'd hit a space where I was like, I don't think I need sessions as regularly now. I feel in a really good space. And all of this was focusing on the past. There was a lot of stuff from, you know, throughout my whole entire life we worked on, not just from the last 4 years, but the last 4 years was quite a focus. So I took a break and I was like, I feel in a really good space, feel really good. I was manifesting lots of really amazing stuff in my life. Luna came into my life, loads of goodness came in all at the same time. And I felt in a really good space. But as I received those desires, and entered into a new space of my life, the inner work decided to come back up, which is so common. And I started to have now what I know is called flashbacks. I did not know what they were until I started working with my therapist, my counselor again, to do IMT, where he diagnosed me with PTSD. And I was really shocked, and this was over the summer, I was really shocked because I never thought that would happen to me. And I kind of... It took me by such surprise because I thought, but I'm not that bad. Like, and I guess I had those connotations of PTSD, of like war veterans and really extreme stuff happening. So I thought, like, surely all of what I've been through is not that bad. And I kind of, it shocked me. And I thought, like, how can I have that when I do so much inner work? How can I have that when I have purged so much and done so much work and feel in such a good space? Like, it baffled me completely. And I spoke to Hannah, who, my best friend Hannah, of course, who she had PTSD with her health. And she said, you know, mine came up when I was in a good space of my life. It didn't come up when I was having the health issues. It came up when I was in a good space in my life. And I think because I have been in such a calm and happy and peaceful place in my life, finally, I guess it's felt safe enough to come up, just like all the health stuff over the year. And I do think, like, is the physical manifestations of the health also because of that PTSD, which was, you know, just waiting to come up and be released. So it was a really tough diagnosis for me where I felt really knocked because I thought, how can I feel so good and have that? Like, it just made zero sense to me. But then I could also witness that I was doing a lot out of fear in terms of safety, in terms of a lot of things. And I didn't tell anybody about these things because I just thought, well, when such and such happens, you know, I just won't feel like that anymore because I'll be in a different situation, blah, 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 it'll be fine. And, you know, whenever the thoughts would come up, obviously I'd like sit with my inner child, I'd have those conversations, I use all my tools and modalities to work with it. So it never felt unmanageable, it never felt like it was too much. But I thought, I don't want to feel like this, this isn't what I should be doing. So anyway, then the flashback started where I would be like literally washing up, doing the washing up in the kitchen, and, you know, just happy go lucky doing the washing up, today's been a good day. Then all of a sudden I would feel trapped in that space of my life again, back 4 years ago or during that period. And it would be weird because it would feel like this void. I called it the void. The way I described it to my therapist was, it's like this void. It comes out of nowhere, like when I'm literally just going about my day. And for those split moments, it's so real. It feels like I'm in that space and I forget that I'm not. And I forget that I'm not here now in 2021 and probably the best space I've ever been in my life. And I said, and then obviously I remember that I'm here and now and I'm safe and everything's okay and I don't have to worry. And I have Luna and so many amazing things in my life. But I said, it's like I forget all of that in those split seconds. And I have to remind myself that those things exist and I'm not there. So that's how I described it. And obviously, I went to back to my therapist, the IMT specialist, because I was feeling this void and I didn't want to feel this void and I didn't understand what the void was. And after doing a lot of, you know, diving into what the void was, what the feelings were, doing some IEMT from memory, which is integral eye movement therapy, it's amazing. I have found this to be the best therapy and tool I've used for trauma, obviously the PTSD, everything. I'm working with a specialist. I'm not doing it myself. I'm working with a trained therapist and specialist to do this. So what I do want to say is, because PTSD is not something easy, it's a very, you know, it's a trauma response. It is serious stuff. Definitely you need to work with somebody on this. Like, I have seen such an improvement over a month of me doing these sessions, and that's a month, that's it. And people can have PTSD for years. So IEMT, I truly believe, is phenomenal for this. Now, I didn't want to come out with that statement until I felt in a much better space, because obviously, you know, I want to make sure it works before I'm like saying like, oh, maybe check out this. So I definitely would say it has changed so much for me. It even did before. I've used IMT with this therapist I work with for years. So even before the trauma and, you know, a lot of the things I've experienced throughout the years, which haven't been very nice, I've all worked with IMT and it's transformed my life massively. So I was really pleased that that was the, you know, the kind of tools we were going to use moving forwards, because I didn't really know what came into healing PTSD. I didn't really know. And I think that was scary as well, because I was like, shit, like, how do you heal PTSD? Like, what do you do? So I started reading books, which I was reading for research for my next book anyway, of What Happened to You by Oprah Winfrey, How to Do the Inner Work by Dr. Nicole LaPera, I think her name is, and The Body Keeps the Score by, oh God, I can't remember his name, but it's called The Body Keeps the Score. It's a very famous book. So I've read a lot of books on trauma already. I've read a lot of books on healing trauma, how the brain works, inner child, you name it. I've read it over the years anyway. But I'd never really focused too much on PTSD, because obviously it's not something I would ever touch in my coaching sessions anyway, because I'm not qualified to. And I guess, yeah, I've just never had to learn about it or think about it until now. So I didn't really know what was involved. I didn't really know the timescales. And I think that was, you know, that was a lot to start off with, because I was like, well, do I need to take time off work? Like, I've got all this like amazing things in my life. How's that going to affect them? Like, it was just all the like what ifs, apprehension, the anxiety. But I'm really pleased that, you know, it was smooth. It was easy because I was working with the right person. I was already doing a lot of that work. And I do think mine was a much smoother, you know, journey because I had done so much already. But I think I definitely, I guess, overlooked how bad things were. And I think going through those sessions and talking through everything and going through each memory and getting to the root of what was causing the PTSD, I think it was a moment of realization for me of like, you have been through a lot. And, you know, I said, like, I remember saying on this podcast, and even when I've said to friends before, like, it's a miracle that I only had chronic acne and burnout from the last 4 years of my life. Well, actually, no, I've had a heck of a lot of emotional trauma and now PTSD as well. So it comes up in layers. And I think that's what we have to remember as well. But the reason why I'm sharing this and want to share this journey with you is because obviously I've had a really positive experience working through this. And now we've worked through everything that was underneath that void and that layer, it feels so much better. Like, I just feel like such a weight has been lifted off me. I feel so much more my happy-go-lucky self again, like I did before. And I just find it strange that it was just that period it came up in of like, everything was going great. So many amazing things came into my life. Then it's like, boom, there it is. But I guess, you know, we have to heal on the job too, right? We have to heal as we go along and nothing's linear. So at least I was prepared. At least I had the tools. At least I had the people. And, you know, I was able to work through that in the best way possible. And, you know, that's not to say as well that like 6 months time, maybe another layer comes up and I've got to, you know, work through that as well. Like, I'm definitely not sat here like I'm cured and everything's like, it will never come back, because I can't answer that. None of us can. Like, I can't answer that for you. But I would love to hope that that's the case, of course. And, you know, if anything does come up in the future, I've got the tools, I've got the people, and I have the awareness now as well. But the reason why I'm sharing this is because I was having a conversation with a lovely lady, India, who's coming on the podcast soon to talk about healing and trauma and energy work. And, you know, she was actually really openly and authentically sharing that she's going through her biggest awakening right now and talking about her anxiety and how it's come back up. And, you know, both of us were saying that over lockdown, which is ironic because this is when it all started for me, lockdown last year, so many people have had things come up, whether it's health issues, mental health, you know, the trauma, the past, limiting beliefs and fears, it's coming up. And this is such a theme right now. So I know that I'm not alone in this. Of we've all been doing the work over the last year and a half, all of us, whether it's on a big scale, a small scale, we've been doing it. And I think it's so important to share that every single person has a human experience. Like, me, anybody else. And, you know, like seeing Gabby Bernstein talk about her postnatal depression was really refreshing and like, so, you know, just refreshing and nice. Well, not nice, obviously, it's not nice that she's gone through that. But of course, that's not what I'm saying. But it just felt refreshing and I guess comforting to all of us, right? Of being like, actually, do you know what? Even Gabby can, you know, have some, you know, and she's quite prone to depression as well. She's spoken about it in the past. And obviously I'm very prone to it as well, having had bouts of it throughout my life. So I also had to watch whether I was going to go into a depression, you know, have a depressive phase as well through this. And that worried me of like, God, what if that, you know, it was all the what ifs, which of course plays into the anxiety anyway. And then Kyle Gray recently coming out and talking about how he's been having anxiety.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
In his work and like, you know, we're just feeling quite overwhelmed with things. And I think it's important to say, you know, like Kyle and Gabby are like awesome people and they are very high vibe people as well. And, you know, I really work on my vibes. I do the work. I show up week in, week out to my therapist without fail. Only when I feel like I need to, obviously. Like, I'm not saying I go every single week. But, you know, over this period of time, I've definitely felt like I've been going most weeks to one of them for various different things. But I show up because I want to feel good in myself. I show up because, you know, I need to walk my talk too. And I show up because, you know, more than anything, I need to be in a good place to be able to be in a good place to help and serve other people. But first and foremost, I want to feel good for myself and feel that peace and happiness to enjoy my life and all the wonderful things in it. So, you know, I'm sharing this because just like Kyle and Gabby, like, We go through things and it doesn't make us any less spiritual or any less whatever. It's just life. Life happens. And, you know, something else may come up down the line. Something else may come up for somebody else. And I think the more that, you know, people can see that, in, you know, there isn't a look to spirituality. There isn't a look to healed. There isn't a look to whatever, and all these people on Instagram and whatever, whether they're a coach, an author, a guru, a teacher, whatever, like, they're all experiencing the karmic lessons and things you are, like, we all are, like, nobody is exempt. You know, we just have the tools and methods to work on that. That's the difference. And we're sharing that with you, right? So I think, you know, we have to remember, like, everybody's human. And everybody is on the journey for themselves. And some of us do that more publicly. Some of us do that more privately. And I think it's just important to remember that we're human. And it doesn't make us any less of anything. And I shared on Instagram when I spoke about this, you know, a lot of people think that having anxiety, depression, even PTSD makes you less abundant or means that you're, you know, exempt from manifesting or things are on pause because of your energy. And I really want to say that PTSD came up for me in the most abundant space of my life. I was manifesting, and I still am, left, right, and center. Even when I was in therapy every week, I was manifesting some of the best career success and personal life success I've ever had. So this is why it shocked me, because I was like, how on earth can I be in this space of my life and then have PTSD? Like, it shocked me. But it was because it obviously felt safe enough to come up. It felt safe enough that this was the time to work with it. Well, I was in a good headspace as well, like, because it's a lot emotionally and physically. And, you know, I would have days where I would have to sleep after those sessions. Like, I would sleep for hours because I know I'm purging it. I know I'm releasing it. I'd have healing crises where it felt awful some days. And then the next day I'd feel, you know, really good again. So I'm glad it happened in this space because I have so much support around me, which I am so grateful for, like, so grateful for all the amazing people who have literally been the best in my life around me, including the people I work with. And I've been in such a good headspace that I feel like I'm so glad it did happen now, because I really was able to navigate and support that in the best way possible, without having anything else to, like, worry about in life, you know, or have any stresses. So to be honest, like, thank God it did happen at that point. Absolutely. And, you know, even through that, I still manifested, still happy, you know, most of the time, day in, day out. And now I've, you know, finished those sessions on what we were working on. I feel back to my happy-go-lucky self again, where I'm like, there's Emma, there's that vibe we've been working on for so long, there's that goodness. But it was still there. It was just polarity. It was just, you know, I had to work through those things as well. So I think it's really important to remember that, you know, yes, these things may come up for us, but it's not a burden, it's not a death wish, it's not a sentence. It's just something we have to work through and release, right? And I hope that is an example to you of how you can be going through something and still manifesting and still be abundant, and law of attraction still works. And, you know, I had a couple of people message me when I posted that and say, like, thank you for posting that, because I felt that, you know, I wouldn't be able to manifest my desires because my energy is not right because of my depression. And I was like, you have depression, you know, we witness that, you have depression, but that doesn't make you any less worthy. That doesn't make you any less worthy of love, abundance, joy, happiness. Hell no. You are just as worthy at any stage in your life of those things. And it's our mindset that changes that. So when we can shift our mindset and know that actually, okay, I may have this diagnosis, I may have this thing going on, but I can still be worthy of love, happiness, joy, and abundance. It changes everything, because then you manifest miracles, you manifest solutions, you manifest answers, you manifest goodness in your life from that space. So yeah, not every day is going to be a good day. Don't get me wrong. Like, there were days where I was like, what is happening? But I witnessed that was the purge, the healing crisis after the sessions. I've been through enough of them to know when I see one, you know? And this is coming from somebody who, like, literally, we joke, me and my friends and my people I work with, coaches and therapists, we joke about how much I've probably spent on therapy the last few years, and for that to still come up, you know? So I truly think if something is going to come up, it's going to come up. It doesn't matter how much you've done, how little you've done, your vibration, nothing. If it's going to come up, it's going to come up, right? And it's just another layer to move through. And that's what I kept saying to myself of, it's just another layer to move through. It's not who I am. It's not an identity. It's not who Emma is. It's just another layer. And once that layer is picked off, God, think how amazing you're going to feel after that. And I did. And I kept saying, it's just a layer. That's it. It's just a layer. It's not anything different. It's just a layer to work through. And I feel like that really helped, instead of going into victim mode or being like, oh my God, this is awful, terrible. Oh my God. It's just another layer and I've worked through it. And maybe there'll be another layer that comes up. Maybe there won't be. Who knows? Who knows? Nobody knows. But at this present moment in my time, you know, at this present moment, I have worked through that phase and I feel good. Everything feels really happy and positive. The energy and abundance is matching that. And even when I was going through that phase, I was still manifesting and still having abundance and happy things happen. And, you know, like I said to my therapist, I said, it's really strange because it's like, I have this amazing, happy, fulfilled, magical life. And I witness I'm so lucky and blessed and I'm in such a good space. And then I feel like there's this other Emma that's like, whoa, like PTSD, what's going on? And then obviously having to, you know, like work through that and feel those emotions and the things that come up with that. So I said, like, it feels like a kind of split, you know, and obviously we work to embody that and bring it together. So I felt one Emma and felt in that, you know, that abundant, happy space where I actually am at. So God, it's interesting. It's so interesting. And like, I've learned a heck of a lot through this journey because, I've learned a lot about PTSD, obviously. I've learned a lot more about mental health. I've learned more about the brain and the mind and the subconscious and how things are stored. But I think more than anything, you know, I witnessed that the last few years have been quite a lot. And again, that's not going to define me. That's not my identity. It's just like, that's in the past now. And like, thank God I don't have to live that. Thank God that I'm here surrounded by amazing, amazing people, including you guys, of course. And you know, it's just a layer. It's just a layer. And I think as well, like, there's so many like scary connotations behind, I think, any diagnosis, whether it's anxiety, depression, PTSD, or even like a physical illness as well. And I think, you know, we're stronger than we think we are, and we know how to navigate things. Our bodies know what they're doing. Oh my God, like, my body has navigated so much intuitively, whether it's rest, whether it's balance, whether it's supplements, whether it's whatever. Like, I feel because I support my body so well now, whereas I wasn't last year, that again, like, it's just made this layer a smoother transition as such, a smoother journey. So I think just my top tips, I guess, if you are in the same boat or maybe think that. And I think just to give you some, I guess, like the symptoms I was having, just so you can have like awareness of how it was diagnosed. I was having, and again, it all happened in a very short amount of time. It wasn't like I'd had this, like the thoughts, I guess, were the longest running thing, like the kind of fears, but the flashbacks and the nightmares were over like a 2-3 week period, and then I knew something wasn't right, and that's when I started going to the therapy and working on PTSD. So it's not like, it's not at all like I had this for years, like this was a long-running thing that I'd ignored. Absolutely not. Like, this is why I was like, what the heck is going on? Because it was just so uncommon. Like, I was like, I've never experienced this before. So I had the flashbacks, and the void apparently is something very common with flashbacks in PTSD. It wasn't something I was like crying at or on the floor with. Like, I think again, there's another very like connotation of PTSD, like flashbacks. It would just happen when I would just be doing a random thing. Like, I'd be doing the washing up and it would happen and it would feel so real. The emotions, the feelings would feel so real. And for that moment, for a split second, I would think I was back in that time of my life. And then I'd be like, whoa, no, I'm fine. I'm here. It's 2021. I've got amazing things around me. And I'd snap straight out of it. Whereas I know for some people, it's not as easy as that. And it is more long running. So it's obviously going to be different for every person, of course. So I was having flashbacks, and the void was definitely the most prominent thing, and it was like a real thing and felt so freaking real when it was happening. And then the nightmares were also happening. The nightmares weren't even about the actual things that happened to me. It was just random weird stuff. And then I would just wake up feeling anxious. So another key symptom of PTSD is you can wake up with anxiety and nightmares. And most days I'd be waking up with anxiety and I'd be like, what's going on? Like, you know, okay, I've had a few like weird dreams, but what's going on? So for me, none of this sort of like clicked and thought, oh, that's PTSD, because I didn't know what a flashback was. I didn't know the void was a flashback until I spoke to my therapist, and the nightmares weren't even about the, you know, what happened, the situation. It was just random weird stuff. So I didn't kind of like put two and two together really until I started unpacking it in a session. So that's why it took me by surprise. So those are really, I think, the only two symptoms I had. I did a lot of research and I didn't really have anything else. But again, I think that's because I'm so aware and on things that, do you know what I mean? I would pick up on something and work on it anyway. So for me, it was just those two things. But yeah, as soon as I started explaining to my therapist, it was like PTSD 100%. And that was just, yeah, shocking to hear. And I think it then led me on that journey to admit that maybe I'd been downplaying a lot of things, maybe, well, definitely for coping strategy, definitely to survive. But with that, obviously, comes awareness, right? And when we have awareness, we can move forwards from that space. So it doesn't have to be who you are. It doesn't have to be an identity. It's just witnessing, right? It's keeping yourself present and witnessing, okay, that's happening, but it's not me. It's not who I am at my core. It's not my soul. But I can work through this layer in the appropriate way. So if you are obviously looking at anxiety, depression, PTSD, you absolutely need to work with someone and work with a professional who has the capacity to do that. Coaches do not have the capacity to do that. They can alleviate some symptoms of anxiety. And like with myself, for example, within the child work, we work with limiting beliefs and fears, which can result to anxiety. So anxiety, you can definitely more so get to the root with a coach if they have the tools, because most coaches are just future based rather than in a child work like what I do, which is very much anxiety, limiting beliefs, fears. But depression and PTSD absolutely must be done with the correct people. It should not be done with a coach. It should not be done by self. Of course, you can journal, you can do helpful things, of course, and support yourself, like support your body, rest when you need to, nurture your body with supplements, eat good things, of course, like all of these things, positive mindset, doing a gratitude practice, looking after yourself, self-love, self-care, 100% all of these things need to be done. But also you have to get to the root and you have to also look at those things as well. It's so important. And it happens a lot quicker than what you think it is. I've had breakthroughs after one session with some people. I've had maybe three sessions with someone and then I've been like, whoa, that's it. That's done. Okay, wow. And of course, things have come up in layers. So you may, I don't know, 6 months time needs a little extra support, a year's time, maybe something else. You just don't know. So don't feel overwhelmed with what's coming up. Just see it as a layer. Just see it as like, okay, It's a layer. I'm going to work through it. It's not who I am, and I can still be myself. I can still thrive in this time of my life. I can still manifest. I can still have abundance. I can still be myself. And I can still, you know, I'm still worthy of love, happiness, abundance, and all of the joy, all of it. Like, that's what I really want to stress. You are still worthy and you can still manifest. And it's not a burden, it's not a sentence. And the universe is not like, ooh, Emma's got PTSD. Well, used to, like, no, no, like, that's rubbish. No. So really, it's up to you to decide how you choose to see things, right? And how, what beliefs you have with that. So I hope this podcast has really helped you. And I hope it's been a little insight into, you know, we all go through things. And it doesn't mean have to mean anything bad. It doesn't have to mean anything negative. It's just an experience. We all experience them. We're all human. And even the greatest people like Gabby, Kyle, you know, we all experience these things. And it's just another part of our journey as a human being, right? So any questions, obviously, you can give me a message and I'm happy to answer anything on Instagram or email, whatever. So obviously, I'll put some useful stuff in the show notes as well for this podcast. So I really hope you've enjoyed listening. I hope it's inspired you and I hope it has given you a little insight into what's been going on for me over the last few months. But I'm sending you all so much love. Thank you all so much for listening. I appreciate all your views and listens. Don't forget to subscribe if you're new here, because I would love, love to see you again soon. Don't forget you can join my free Law of Attraction support group over on Facebook, where you can join myself and other like-minded souls, where we talk all things Law of Attraction.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Attraction and spirituality. I hope you have a great week, whatever you're up to, and I'll see you all in my next podcast episode, which will be next week. Lots of love, guys.